You know, the past 24 hours has bombarded us with some pretty distressing news. Decided we might want to go out with something to remind ourselves that there is a bit of good stuff still happening in the world. Now, Moloco is a for-profit social enterprise, and it does a remarkable thing. It donates a pair of school shoes for every pair of thongs it sells. The thongs also leave messages like "Dream crazy," "I'm happy," and "Be free" when you walk through sand, which is adorable. But it's the shoes going over to India to help children in poverty that's most fascinating. Now, Kathy Wong is the founder and CEO of Moloco. She joins me on the phone. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm well. Now, I've been massacring your company's name very badly this morning. What does it mean?
It actually is a word that we created ourselves. It's made up of two words. Mo comes from the Hawaiian word mahane, which means dream. And loco is the Latin word that means crazy. So it's dream crazy.
It is your own word meaning dream crazy. I love it. I absolutely love it. Now, why are you focused on India and helping shoe school children over there? Why?
Well, it's interesting. You know, I didn't actually choose India. I learnt about there were over 300 million kids in the world without shoes. And being a bit of a shoeaholic, I'm sorry to say, I was fascinated, you know, by the way kids couldn't go to school without shoes in some of these countries. And in other cases, they were picking up diseases through their feet because they were walking on all sorts of dreadful toxic waste and all sorts of horrible surfaces. And in the worst possible case, they could die from not wearing shoes. And so that totally floored me. And then I started to put it out there to, you know, find a charity partner that I could work with where I could give the shoes to these children. And one thing led to another, which led me to India. And I am really glad that I did go to India, Nick, because I assumed it would have been somewhere like Africa or Asia. But I actually have discovered that India's got, you know, highest rate of human trafficking in the world. There's organ harvesting going on there. And so I just felt it was for me. I was chosen to go to India.
So let me just work out the business model. I buy a pair of thongs. You send shoes over to India.
Correct. For every pair of our thongs that we sell, we put a pair of shoes on these children in India. At the moment, it may be, you know, down the line, it could be some other countries, but there's just so much work to be done in India anyway.
Now, where are you sourcing the school shoes from? Are they being made over there?
Yeah, we actually have the shoes made up in Mumbai and then sent down through to Calcutta, which is the area that we're doing most of our work in at the moment.
Just amazing. How many people have you helped so far?
We've helped almost 6,000 since we started 2 years ago.
Wow. That's absolutely lovely. It must feel really good.
Oh, look, when you go, have you been to India, Nick?
I have not.
Well, when you go there and you see the tragedies, but you also see the joy, and you see, and you look into a child's eyes and you see that, you know, that smile, that just makes your heart melt, and you know that everything you've been doing has been worthwhile to give that child an opportunity to school and an opportunity to get themselves out of poverty.
It sounds absolutely amazing, Kathy. Unfortunately, as we barrel towards 9 o'clock, we're going to have to leave it there.
Okay.
We'll make sure we'll get a link up on the 2SER.com website for people who want to find a bit more information about what you do and even have a look at your thongs. Thank you so much for chatting this morning.
No, pleasure. Thanks so much, Nick. Have a great day.
Thank you. That was Kathy Wong there. She's the founder and CEO of Moloco. It donates a pair of shoes for every pair of thongs sold. 6,000 kids helped to get to school without damaging themselves in just 2 years.